Bryan City Councilman Chuck Condola, who's going to be changing chairs, I guess, at the next city council meeting. Is that the way that's going to work, Chuck?
Yes, sir. At the next meeting, I'll move into the Place 6 chair on the far side of the dais.
About 51% of the vote. Your observations about how things went today.
Well, you know, it was three men that really care about Bryan ran for a race to represent Bryan in the at-large position. And I came up with more votes. That doesn't mean the other two guys care any less, so that they have any less experience or passion for the city. And I look forward to working with everyone in Bryan to continue what we're doing to make Bryan better, to pay for the expensive things we need to pay for, to expand our tax base and grow our community to be what it should be on the world stage for research, for technology, for that vaccine production, for being a great place to live. And prayerfully, hopefully one day D.C. will emulate Bryan.
Three different candidates. Would you go as far to say three different philosophies about city government?
Really, I don't think so. I think that the philosophy is the government should do the best it can for its people. There might be some differences in the philosophies of how we get there. Certainly, there were some accusations and things made that I thought unnecessary, but moving forward, I think the proof will be in the pudding. We'll continue to grow Bryan and make her a better city that everyone can be proud of, not just one group of people from one particular political camp.
Can you translate what you call accusations into concerns, considering how the vote came out? And if so, how do you address those concerns from constituents, some who did not vote for you?
Well, you know, I think what I've got to do is continue to try to do make decisions that I make by learning the information and prayerfully considering the issues. That's what I've always done. I think there were concerns from voters that potentially there may be influences, or that, you know, there were things said in the race that I thought were pretty accusatory. I want to move past those. In fact, I've already talked about them more than I care to talk about them, and I want to show people that I'm a councilman that cares for his city, that's going to consider each vote by studying the information, by prayerfully coming to the conclusion, by moving forward with that in an honest way.
But at least by the way the vote came out today, there are some that do have some concerns about the way the city council's governing, and how do you address those concerns?
I don't think those concerns exist merely by those people. I think that you had two guys in the race. Mr. Pena was a young man that came in the race and got a respectable amount of the vote. There are two other guys in the race that have both served on council with names that are both known from experience on council. And those names are always going to draw a lot of voters. I had a lot of supporters, so did Mr. Joyce. And so I don't know if it was more along who you know, who you trust, who you like, who your family's been a long time, who you've got, you know, feed for 30 years from, as much as it was a distrust or a mistrust or any of those things. I don't think my voters per se necessarily distrust or dislike Mr. Joyce, and I don't think the majority of his voters do either, as far as I'm concerned.
You're one of two incumbents to be reelected. Of course, you're moving seats, but Art Hughes winning reelection. Does that give a signal about the way the council's taking care of business?
Absolutely, it does. I think people want to continue to see the good things going on with Bryan. I want to see the mischaracterization of somehow BISD is not up to snuff. I want to see that continue to be squelched. BISD is a great place to be educated. I want to see people continue to support us with things that we're doing with downtown, with east side, west side development, biomedical corridor, improvements in infrastructure. I think there's a lot of good news in Bryan going on right now. There's always serious things that you need to deal with in Bryan, and those are certainly not a short list. But there's a lot of good going on in Bryan. I think people see that, and I think people want to continue to see that. I think that is why I was reelected.
And then you add a new face, Greg Owens, being elected this evening. What sort of energy does a new member bring to the group?
Well, I think a new member with the business prowess that Mr. Owens brings to council is going to be excellent. The guy's succeeded very well in the business world and his personal life. I know he has a fiscal conservative drive to see Bryan continue to move on the path she's on. I think Greg's going to bring a lot of energy and thoughtful consideration of issues as far as how they might affect Bryan, not just for the economic development, but what it does for the lifestyle of Bryan, what it does for the ability for people to have jobs in Bryan, to live in Bryan, work in Bryan. and his perspective is going to be one I look forward to hearing more of.
I know that you've been very high on what's been happening with city government and the country, and the things that have been happening in the city based on council actions and personnel decisions and some philosophical things. Do you just see that continue to crescendo now that you know, virtually it's an incumbent city council that will be continuing its work?
I do, but I've got to take one issue with that, and that it sounds like the council is doing a lot of good. Our staff is the best staff there is, and we have a city manager that is is awesome at he's done a great job at cutting expenses, at figuring out ways to spend money more wisely. He has a huge utility background and runs one of the largest municipal utilities. The hiring and firing authority of that ultimately resides in his office, the city manager's office, which we just voted to return recently to him. And what you have is a dynamic city manager with an amazing group of people, both with BTU, both on the city side, in his executive appointments, and even all the way down to the guys that are, you know, new and starting with the city. I think the hiring of those people reflects the city of Bryan. There's a lot of pride there. There's a lot of work ethic there. There's a lot of great decision-making there. And it's easy to take credit as a guy that's elected to city council, but you really cannot go forward with statements without acknowledging that we wouldn't be where we are with the staff and the team that we have working with us.
So are the pieces to the puzzle in place now?
The pieces to the puzzle are never always in place. There's always imperfection because you've got a bunch of human beings which are imperfect running the city. So we have to pray for higher authority to guide our actions. And I think moving forward, we've got a great team to continue on the path we're going on. Look forward to working with everybody, whether they voted for me or not, and continuing to pursue that mission of Bryan being the best it can be. But, you know, one thing I've learned in 2.5 years is nothing's ever put together perfectly. All you can do is aspire to have perfection.
So what are the things in the short term and the long term you want to see addressed?
Short term, I'd like to see more. We've got to look at a few things that we're spending money on. And we've got to continue right now. I think this is the striking time for the biomedical corridor. We just had two more companies. We're talking to two more companies coming to the biomedical corridor. You've got Woodbolt coming to the biomedical corridor. It's just going to be a huge addition there. You've got the bridge that so many people thought controversial that Bryan invested in. We have people now that will be using that bridge. It'll be coming to biomedical corridor because of in part of that bridge. So we've got to make good on the things that we've done to spend infrastructure money on out of the biomedical corridor short term. Now that really transcends into a long term as well, but I think now is the time to strike while iron is hot, so to speak, at the biomedical corridor. But you've got to look at your economic incentive that you're giving for companies to come to Bryan. I do think Bryan has to work harder to bring people here. It's not necessarily a tougher sale, but it's one that takes a little longer to deliver. Why you want to live in Bryan, what your tax rate might be, what your utility rate might be with a awesome powerhouse like BTU. And when you look at the full spectrum of why Bryan's a good sell for a company, for a business, for a family to come to, I think we need to pursue those. One other thing I'd love to see happen in the immediate short term and only get better with long term is that people understand more what BISD has to offer. We've got a superintendent now. We've got a new at-large member of the school board now that I think will bring the good news to BISD to more people. And I think BISD's mission is evolving daily and getting better daily to give alternative means of education for students as well as traditional means. Long-term, we've got to keep our eye on the CIP needs of Bryan. We have parts of Bryan that are over 100 years old, Bill. So it's expensive keep those things up to snuff, keep those things updated, improved, rebuilt, redesigned, torn out and redone if necessary, to complement new construction with old construction and tie in how we're going to have water and sewer work together, where we have the city and BTU talking together more and more so we don't have inefficiencies of new roads getting torn up because someone needed to run a line that maybe wasn't thought about before. And as we strive and work more efficiently as an entire city government and team, I think long-term, we're going to save more money and be able to do more things that are necessary for infrastructure because of that teamwork approach.
Have I missed anything?
Bill, if you did, I don't know about it.
Well, go ahead.
I will say one more thing. This election was, for at-large, was a bit heated. And I never want to take away from the service of someone else on council. Mr. Joyce served as council and mayor in the 70s. I think that it's important that each man run on his record, and we did. Ultimately, I want this to be a day that Brian sees we can all work together moving forward for a better city, which is what all three candidates wanted in my race. And I appreciate very much anyone who voted for me, anyone who texted friends, used Facebook, called others, any of the people that supported me to get me this win. I owe them a huge debt of gratitude, and what I really owe them is a great performance as the at-large councilman for the city of Bryan.